KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Public Works Minister Dean McPherson says changes need to be made to improve transparency at government's expanded public works program. He says they've received disturbing reports during public consultations on the initiative, which is aimed at creating job opportunities. He says there have been allegations of misconduct, and some women claimed they were asked for sexual favors in exchange for their admission into the program. The minister says his department is probing the claims. McPherson was addressing the Portfolio Committee on Public Works and Infrastructure in Parliament yesterday.
There's also a great feeling of distrust in the lack of transparency, in the abuse of how allocations are made, the involvement of political parties in the allocations. I had women telling me that they have had to provide sex for job opportunities. We were told of how people, single individuals, are able to take 30,000 rand a month out of the program for themselves, while others aren't able to obtain opportunities.
The mayor of Nongoma local municipality says gun violence in the area is getting out of control. Five people have been shot dead in the past week in an apparent territorial dispute between two villages. The conflict between the Kamusi and Onango communities claimed the lives of 10 people over the past few months. Mayor Clifford Ndabandaba says it's not clear if the latest attacks are linked to the feud.
As a district, we don't have the capacity to fight this. We are pleading with the police to monitor the situation closely. People are being killed publicly. The one taxi driver was killed in front of pupils. They are traumatized and in need of counseling. Provincial Police Commissioner must deploy more officers to Kwanongo.
Transport MEC Siboniso Duma says they're hoping a new road upgrade project in Mandini will create job opportunities for some 200 people. Work will get underway on the D833 route, which will connect Mandini, Samungu to Umlalazi and Eshowe. Speaking at the project's launch yesterday, the MEC says they'll team up with the local community to see it through. It's expected to take around 2 years to complete.
For the next 24 months, we are going to be building 5 kilometers. We will hire a lot of the youth, and even small contractors will get an opportunity to work. We encourage people to take their jobs seriously, and we're also going to be working with SAPS to guide the project.
And finally, there's a new lotto millionaire in the country. Operator Ituba says one person won yesterday's jackpot and is now 103 million rand richer. The winner, who's yet to be identified, matched six numbers. Ituba says the jackpot prize was the second largest ever recorded in the country, following the 110 million rand won by four winners in 2018. When the next lotto draw takes place on Saturday, the jackpot up for grabs will be an estimated 3 million rand. A recap of our lead story. Public Works Minister Dean McPherson says changes are needed to improve transparency at government's expanded public works program. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.